Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Adrian right now. Adrian, good morning.
You know, I first I want to talk about the backup center for the Sixers.
Hello to you too, Adrian.
Hello, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Getting right to it.
You got to understand, we picked Drummond up to be the backup, so we picked him up to play against the backup centers. Now he has to play against, you know, the first squad center. So
but Adrian, they also picked him up to fill in for the obvious times when Joel was going to be out.
And we know based on his career, he can be better than this. Listen, maybe he's got wear and tear. He's not that good anymore. 2 years ago, I thought he was really solid, and he has struggled this year.
But he's still doing what we expect from him to do.
Not enough.
He's just not scoring. He's still grabbing rebounds, though. He's still averaging like 9 or 10 rebounds a game.
So I think he had 10 last night.
It feels like he has to play his way into shape. Is that really what we're watching?
Well, I don't know about that.
I'm not really worried about the Sixers. I think we're going to be fine. Once we get healthy, we're going to be fine.
But Adrian, I will tell you this. They have a 0% chance of any kind of home court advantage. Zero.
You never know.
I do know.
No, Joel's already told us he's not playing back-to-backs.
Zero.
If it's a light year on Joel games, I don't feel great about it.
Adrian, I know the Celtics lost last night, but they're only going to lose about 20 times this year. The Sixers are already 1-6, or is
the
it 7?
Sixers right now are 7 games behind Cleveland already for the 1 seed. And
Cleveland's 9-0.
Yeah, and they are 5.5 behind Boss or four, yeah. Five and a half, yeah, five.
Let me make this point with the Jalen Hurts thing.
Yep,
Jalen Hurts is probably like the top five quarterback in the league. When you talk about elite and the guys that's in front of him, I mean, you put his numbers up, he matches us up with them just about even almost, so a little less. But you got to understand what he had to go through the last 3 years, 4 years. None of these top elite quarterbacks had to go through. He even been through 3 different offensive coordinators. So, and still playing at a high level that he plays at and still make these adjustments, like, man, y'all got to go.
Well, I'll say this, Adrian. This isn't about ripping Jalen or defending Jalen. A lot of quarterbacks have been through a lot. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, for what it's worth, lost Tyreek Hill in his prime. He had a massive, I don't want to say massive, he had a pretty substantial injury in both that playoff run in 2022 and specifically in that Super Bowl, still won the game. Joe Burrow has had 2 season-ending injuries. You know, Lamar Jackson has had his share of injuries. I mean, you know, Dak Prescott lost a great offensive line and lost Ezekiel Elliott from his prime. I mean, a lot changes, and it's a quarterback's job to deal with it. It's one of the things about Brady that was so admirable. I mean, Brady went from, I mean, there's so many iterations of that New England offense over 20 years. So I'm just saying, I credit Jalen, but I also don't want to obscure the reality. Other QBs have tough circumstances.
No, but I'm saying he's played at a high level. I mean, he's been to a Super Bowl. He was almost a Super Bowl MVP if he doesn't get hurt. So, I mean, he won a lot of football games with Philadelphia.
He has. He sure has. Adrian, so, give me a great answer here for a living role model. Who do you got?
The best of all, Dorn Stanley, man. Home Reeves, North Philadelphia, 25th and Dynasty.
Love her.
Back-to-back national championships, gold medal. Like, come on, what else could you ask for?
Listen, Dawn Staley is, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I want her to be the Sixers coach someday. I really do. Like, I feel.
Here we go.
And the shame of it is, I want her to be the Sixers coach while Joel's here, Jason, because I want her to. Rhea and I talked about this a week or two ago. So maybe no one can get through to Joel to get him to be all that he can be. Maybe it'll never happen. But I feel like someone like Dawn Staley, like, it's not about X's and I'm not ripping her X's and O's. To me, it's about it's like when Rocky had to get the Eye of the Tiger back, and Apollo's like, "Yo, we're going to LA to get the Eye of the Tiger back. We're going back to the, you know, tough days in the gym, and it's gritty." Like, Joel needs to learn some grit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think...
Nobody is grittier than Dawn Staley.
Yeah, I think you can tell just from the way she carries herself and how she answers questions and how she speaks that she is a coach that very much motivates and inspires and, like, pushes people to be their best.
She can push people, but can she, in the way the NBA is now set up, push our guy who needs push?
He does.
Enough. I don't think anyone is going to be able to push our guy. Like, I have given up on the possibility that someone can come in here and actually motivate him enough to do the work necessary to show up for training camp at not 25 pounds overweight. I can't get over that part.
Well, I don't know that he was 25 pounds overweight. I don't know that that's
all right,
accurate.
Well, we know, but that we know he wasn't able to play.
He wasn't ready.
And we know that he was, we know that weight is now a thing.
Do you want to know why Dawn Staley wouldn't be able to help him?
Hmm.
The whole, you guys know I hated him playing in the Olympics. Yep. I was completely against it. But the narrative was, man, you're going to be around LeBron James and Steph Curry, and he's going to watch the way these people work.
Yep.
It did squata.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly hasn't had any positive effect yet.
No.
That's for darn sure.
It feels like it kind of worked the other way.
Well, here's, I think, maybe the biggest problem. He just never was, if I had a guess, it's just a guess, probably never healed from last season's knee situation, which, if you remember, he took the lesser surgery than the more longer recovery surgery. I mean, we saw in the Knicks series, he was at times great and at times utterly compromised, and I would guess that he just never fully recovered. And anyway, we'll see where it goes, but they're kind of a mess. 215-592-9494. So, Jason, what's it like to play in Big D? That's where the Birds will be this weekend. You got a Jumbotron that's 70,000 times bigger than you.
Yeah.
You got about 100,000 people in there.
Yeah.
What is that whole, it looks like a spaceship. Like, what is that thing?
It is a very weird venue to play a football game in. I think, and we, like, I know that everybody's high on the Eagles this week, and so am I. Like, I think that they should go down there and win. We have struggled there. I mean, we haven't won since 2017, I think, was the last time we won in Dallas, maybe.
That's when Jay Ajayi got tracked down from behind because that guy was faster than him.
And maybe that's not accurate.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But it's been a while since we've won in Dallas.
You know, their old stadium, the one before this one, I found it difficult to catch a ball in that one.
Yeah.
Just based on the back, you know, some of them, the backdrops are weird, like the way the seats go together.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why Tommy Hutton dropped the ball. John, you might not remember this, but 25 years ago was one of the most crushing losses ever. Field goal to win the game.
Mm.
Tommy Hutton drops, as the holder, drops the ball.
Yeah, that's not
And
good.
That was the end of the game.
I never slept that night.
Listen, it was week 3 of 97. I still haven't gotten over that game.
And he He shouldn't be dropping that based on the
seats in the draft.
That's not one of the.
Yeah, he can't use that as an excuse.
I just wanted to rip Tommy
too low.
One more thing on that. I guess the Dallas Stadium. It's the reason it's weird is it doesn't feel like you're at a football game. It feels like you're at an entertainment event. It feels more
really.
Yeah, it feels very.
It's so slick.
It's the way it's kind of laid out, and there's a lot of people there, but also doesn't feel like there's that many people there. Hmm. It just feels more like an entertainment thing. There's I don't know if they're still there, but there were dancers in this one section up on poles, and I was like, is that okay?
Really?
There's dancers on poles? I don't know if they're still there. Maybe it was a platform that was just being held up by poles.
Was this just a special event?
It might have
been. John, it's the Dallas Cowboys, man.
There's dancers on poles?
They're a circus.
It might have been a platform. It was in that section where they have the, I don't know what car manufacturer it is, but there's some club on one of the end zones. I remember what is, I still remember going there for the first time, seeing that huge Jumbotron. It's it feels like we're more entertainment now. Yeah. You go to Green Bay and it's oh no, this is
your early days, Jason, here. So you were here 2011, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a memory of the first time you realized how big the Eagles-Cowboys thing is? Is there a moment where it clicked and it's holy mackerel, this is big?
Well, the first time you play it, play against them, all the older guys are telling you right away. Right?
And who were they for you?
Jason Peters was a big one. And I think part of it for him was that he was also lived in Texas in the offseason.
Gotcha.
And so he knew some of the guys, yep. and he, definitely took that rivalry mm-hmm. personal. And I think that he was a guy that definitely kind of explained that full
that's go. Cool. Sure. That's cool to think about, because I didn't think about the fact that Jason Peters was local. How that would
Trot grew up there.
I played with Trot.
He was celebrating when they won those three Super Bowls, and I still rip him for that.
Yeah.
And I guess Brent Celek and Trent Cole and those guys had been around by the time.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, that's part of the thing when you're a young player, the older players, and hopefully all of the, and not hopefully, but Lane and all the guys that have been a part of this,
yep.
there's some young players on the Eagles now. And those guys need to know. The Cowboys have been underperforming, and we are really doing a lot better.
Yeah.
But in division games, it is not, we got to show up to play. We're going to see a different Dallas Cowboys team than these other teams have seen. This is a huge game, not just for their team, but their fan base. There's going to be a lot more energy, and, we got
to
be ready.
Sure. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to Amy calling from Ardmore right now. Good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Amy?
Hey, I just wanted to call in, and look, I'm not trying to belabor the point or anything, but as a Penn Stater, I was so disgusted with that kid, if he was a kid. I don't even know, but...
Yeah, young adult would probably be the... Who was acting like a child.
Acting like a child, and look, I've taught high school for 20 years, and this gets back to Chris Long's point. I'm not saying that everybody needs to be punched in the face to grow up, but a metaphorical punch in the face would be good for that kid. And look, Kels, we love you, and we know who you are, everybody's been saying. And, I just want to apologize on and hope that didn't spoil your, I'm sure it probably did, but your whole first experience with the Happy Valley tailgate. I mean, that was just, it was so gross. And that kid is clearly somebody who has never been held accountable his whole life. So, good for you is how I felt about it. And the word's the word, and you've apologized, and we know who you are. So we love you.
Amy, thank you. I will say it did not, Happy Valley was fantastic. I don't want to it really stinks that kind of takes the highlight. I mean, I was there for a charitable component with Pat McAfee and some of the things he's doing right now for hurricane relief, which was spectacular. But one of the reasons I was out there walking around is because I wanted to experience some of the tailgating stuff and, got to meet a lot of Penn State fans. And That place is more happy than I think what was on display. It was a lot of fun. It was great. I know the game didn't work out their way, but there was so many wonderful people and truly fun personalities that I engaged with throughout the day. So, I appreciate you.
Hey, Amy, you can win the tickets for Saturday night's fight, championship bout at the Wells Fargo Center with Boots Ennis. Give me an answer. Who's a living role model?
I'm going to go with one of my all-time favorite Eagles and say Brian Dawkins.
Brian Dawkins has been said. You got to pivot to someone else.
No. Oh, shoot. You know what? Then, because I got her on the brain, I'm going to go with the person who uses her talent and her voice and spreads joy and
Tay-Tay. We going Tay-Tay here?
We're going Tay-Tay.
Yeah. All right. You got it, Amy.
Playing to the crowd. I like
Jason's vote.
Yeah, I like that answer.
All right, Amy. Great, great phone call.
Right now.
There you go. Amy, really, really good call.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.